What if your partner developed 21 new identities? Or you discovered that your friend who helped you through your darkest times was actually a conning con artist? Or what if you began seeing demons everywhere, inhabiting people, including your own son? What would you do? From Wondery, This Is Actually Happening is a podcast that brings you extraordinary true stories of life-changing events told by the people who lived through them. In their newest season, you'll hear even more intimate first-person accounts of how regular people have overcome remarkable circumstances. From the man who went to jail for 17 years for accidentally shooting the person who tried to save his life, to one of the close friends of infamous scam artist Amanda Riley. These haunting accounts sound like Hollywood movies, but I assure you, this is actually happening. I'm about to play you a clip from This Is Actually Happening. While you're listening, follow This Is Actually Happening on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I knew there's probably something on that phone, and I needed to find out what it was because he wasn't going to be honest and tell me. So his phone was password protected, but I knew my husband well enough, and I figured out the code to his phone. It still sounds crazy to me, but I figured it out, and I got into his phone, and in such a weird place, I found it in the Notes app. I looked in the Notes app, and there was a link. When I clicked on the link, it had a roll of photographs of his coworker, and she was nude. And so once I had found those photos, he came clean, and he said it was an inappropriate friendship and that he had lied to me, but he told me the relationship had never been physical. He said he had never cheated on me. He hadn't kissed her, he hadn't hugged her, and they had not had sex. And so as devastating as it was to me, he was repentant and he was sorry. And, you know, because I was like, do you want our marriage to be done? You know, like, I don't want to be in a marriage with someone who doesn't want to be married to me. But I still loved him at this point. And I was willing to try if he was willing to try. And he told me he was willing to try. And we got counseling and worked on our marriage. And I felt we were on the way up. We hit this big road bump. It's not a road bump that is unfamiliar to many couples. I can handle this. I do not want to get divorced again. If he wants to work on things, then I'm willing to work on things. We were doing okay. You know, we went to church on Sunday together. And, you know, like one of my favorite things would be going to church and him reaching over and taking my hand. It's just like each week you get a chance to renew yourself and just like start fresh and put the past behind you and let's keep moving forward. So it's winter break, another time that's like teachers, it's such a blessing for teachers. You'd have like 2 weeks off over Christmas and it'd been a nice winter break and we'd spent time with the kids and my son's birthday is January 2nd. That was the date. My son had turned 15 and we were having my parents over for dinner that night and my brother and his wife to celebrate my son's 15th birthday. It was just a nice night. We were going to bed and I remembered I had asked him about a couple bills that I'd asked him if he had paid and he had told me that he had not paid them. And he told me that not only had he not paid them, but he hadn't paid them for 2 months. And I just was like, oh gosh. I was stressed and it was late at night though. And Michael went to sleep and I lay down and tried to go to sleep. Something just wasn't sitting right with me. Like something's off and I couldn't go to sleep. And why can't my mind rest? I just want to go to sleep. It's been a long day. And I'm like, I'm just going to take a sleeping pill and go to sleep. Took a sleeping pill and I was wide awake. Could not sleep. I just laid in bed and I was like, what could be bothering me? Like, what's going on? I just felt like something was off with Michael. And I didn't know if it was like maybe he's talking to this coworker again or if it's related to the finances. Just, you know, something inside me was telling me something's wrong and you need to pay attention. I mean, it's after midnight and you know, I feel like, you know what, maybe if I go through his phone again and there's nothing there, that'll put my mind at ease. So I remember getting up and opening his phone up and looking through every app I could think of, looking through his messages, looking through his emails. I didn't even know where to look. I couldn't see anything off. I didn't see any signs of him communicating with this woman again. After looking through everything I could think of, I remember setting it down. I'm sitting in the closet and I just prayed and I just said, God, if there's something on this phone that you want me to see, you're going to have to show me where to look because I don't know where else to look. And as soon as I finished that prayer, I opened up his photos and I scrolled down to the file called Recently Deleted and I tapped on that. And it was like opening Pandora's box.
You can listen to This Is Actually Happening ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.